So, kittens and puppies, today's date is 6/18/08.
When you hear this, it'll be 6/19/08.
Stop predicting the future.
I got a little kitten in my arms.
Yeah.
She's the cutest little baby in the world, and we love her.
Just testing out the mic, sorry.
Do you think the fan's going to be sound really loud in there?
It might, but we're good. We're good.
Yeah, we're
good.
Back in the podcast room tonight. It's really hot, so we got the fan on.
Yeah. And we got a kitten. Named Dharma.
Think, possibly. If you can think of a cuter name, email us, kittensinabed@gmail.com.
You've seen the pictures on our album art. Check it out.
She's adorable.
What name fits? I think Dharma's a good name.
Dharma is a good name. I want to see what other options we have.
Yeah.
Before we're really committing to a kitten name. Anyway, I got a funny email from my grandmother.
Yeah.
It was titled, Bible versus Cell Phones.
The Bible versus Cell Phones.
Right.
Okay.
And basically,
in a grudge match?
Yeah. And it was like, you know, if we treated our Bibles the way we treated our cell phones, we'd be a lot closer to God. Like, what if we never left the house without our Bible? What if we checked our messages to, checked the text to get the messages from the Bible?
Boy.
And there are never any drop calls and no bills to pay. You know why? Because Jesus paid the bill.
Oh, the big bill.
The big bill, yeah. And I'm like, oh, Grandma, you and your computers and your forwarded religious propaganda. I love her, though. So
love that grandma.
And then at the end of all these religious emails, I don't know if you've ever gotten them, but they always guilt you into forwarding it.
Because have you ever forwarded it?
Where
it got so, like, ridiculous?
Maybe it's just to my other church people that I knew, like, would want to read it. Like, I would forward it to people that wanted to read it, but not because I thought I was going to hell for it if I didn't. But it always says, like, 1 in 10 people stand up for Jesus. Are you that one? Will you take a stand for his word and his love? But they get you.
My favorite forward emails are like, once there was a boy named Charlie, and he lived in a nice suburban town, and then, like,
he was raped in the butthole.
No, there's that one where it's like holding someone's books for their locker, and they're like suicide. It's like so fucking retarded.
What?
And then, like, it tells this whole story about this person who was gonna commit suicide, but
held his books at school.
Right,
something stupid. Like every time you forward this email, a penny will go into my cancer fund.
Right. No, yeah. The best one is if you don't forward this, you or someone you know will die of cancer.
Right. Yeah. And I love those I have money waiting for you emails.
In Zimbabwe.
I actually got one from Seth Green.
What?
My email, the sender said Seth Green, and I thought maybe it was from, like, some Family Guy shit that I, like, a newsletter I signed up for.
Right.
So I opened it up thinking it was, like, either Family Guy or Robot, like, any updates on the shows that he does.
Right.
And instead, it's, like, this big-ass, like, lengthy letter saying, hello, my name is Seth Green, and I'm from blah, 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 England, and I have a nice chunk of change waiting for you in my bank account. The thing is, I can't access it until you send me blah, 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 blah.
Wow.
And I was like, wow. I opened it. I fell for it. I thought it was, but in all honesty, I mean, that was kind of a logical thought that maybe it was from a newsletter I signed up for.
Yeah.
So I thought that was kind of funny.
Junk mail is crazy.
It's
gotten crazier and crazier with all the, like, I had to set up a Gmail account.
Careful.
A Gmail account for Stunt Kitty, and then also I had to sign up for a Stunt Kitty email account.
Right.
For Ultra Kawaii. And Stunt Kitty, I'm not sure if you know this, has a very small penis because almost every single junk mail I get is how to enlarge Stunt Kitty's penis. The best part is that most emails, like, they find out your name through your, you know, how you sign up or whatever, and they'll say, Ben, you know, increase your penis size or whatever. This is, since his name is Stunt Kitty, they always say Stunt Kitty. You know, please the ladies with your large penis.
Well, I guess people think that I have a small penis, too, because I get those emails.
Yeah.
I get emails for dating sites. I get emails for penis enlargement. I get emails for I'm so lonely. Please watch me on my camera. Now, someone told me you only get those if you go on porn sites.
Not true.
Right.
Because you can... Yeah, what...
I mean, I do like the porn.
We all love
porn. Who doesn't like the porn? But...
It's really, if you sign up for any newsletter...
Right.
Those people, if you don't sign something saying that...
Don't send them shit.
Then, they're going to give your email address to every single company that wants to buy it.
Right.
So,
you're pretty much screwed. Sometimes I get bored, so I fill out, like, online surveys just to kill time. Big mistake. Because as soon as I did that, like, the next day I got home, I had 40 emails. And I was like, 40 emails? Oh, my God. Like, who's trying to get hold of me? And it wasn't even... none of them were from anyone I knew. And I died a little. It was very sad.
Don't fill out those online surveys.
No, I'm not.
Those little quizzes.
So, we have a kid in my school who's gone around humping everyone in his class all day today. Four years old. His teacher tried to talk to the social worker about it because that's not normal behavior for any four-year-old to be. It wasn't like him. Like, you know how, like, kids are curious and sometimes, like, they play with themselves or whatever. It wasn't like that. Like, he was, like, pretty much assaulting everyone and lifting up his shirt saying, "Look at my titties."
Wow.
That's the new thing in the kindergarten class, is the boys raise their shirts and say, "Oh, look at my titties." Or they go up to the girls and they say, "Show me your titties." And these kids are 4 and 5. So,
boy.
Yeah. So we tell the social worker, we're like, "Yo, it's a little more than what is typical for this age to be displaying sexually."
Right.
And she just shrugged her shoulders. "What do you want me to do about it?" You're fucking social worker. Talk to their parents. Do something. Ask the kids questions. Talk to the kids. Find out where they're seeing these things from. You know? Yeah. Like, that's your fucking job. Wow. She's just completely... I don't know. I think she's just too old for her job. I think she's burnt out. I don't think...
She doesn't understand.
No.
Olds. Can't live...
It pisses me off,
man.
Live with them. I'm all about euthanasia for olds.
I'm all about the youth in Asia.
Yeah.
Because Chinese and Japanese girls...
Hey.
Hot.
We met the King of China today.
Yeah, on Xbox there was some gamertag dude.
King of China. We were making fun of him. And then he started yelling at us like 30 minutes after we were making our comments. Like, we had moved on to something. And he's like, "Yo, why are you making fun of the King of China?"
Yeah.
Stupid. What else is going on? Oh, I took my kids on a walk today.
Yeah.
And we saw a caterpillar on the ground, and so we all gathered them around, and they were, you know, a bunch of them were like, "Oh, look, it's fuzzy, it's creepy crawly, it's a caterpillar, it's a butterfly." Like, all of a sudden, this kid, 2 years old, slams his foot down on the caterpillar and, like, laughs his ass off.
Crazy.
My kids are insane.
When I was little, this one year, there was just, like, this surge of caterpillars in my town. This is when I lived in Queens. And I got a shoebox, filled the shoebox with, like, a bunch of, like, grass and shit like that, and filled it with as many caterpillars I could find.
Awesome.
And I think I was going to lunch somewhere, McDonald's. And I took the shoebox with me, with caterpillars, in my friend's mom's car. Left them in there. Caterpillars all over her car. In the later weeks, most of them, like, dried up and gross and dead all over her car.
Did she not notice they were there?
I don't know. It's crazy.
Oh, that's a cute story. I thought you were going to tell me that, like, someone came along and killed them on you.
Were you a bug kid? Like, did you collect bugs?
I was into lightning bugs, and I liked crickets, and actually, I still have a big thing for praying mantises. Mm-hmm. I just think they're really cool.
Yeah, they are.
And it's funny, because every time I've been at, like, a really depressing point in my life, like, I would go out, and at some point, I would always find a praying mantis.
Weird.
It was weird. Like, that was just kind of like, I don't know, like, I always just like, "Oh, I was a praying mantis, now I feel better."
Whenever, there's weird things that happen to me, like, at certain points. Like, if I ever get dumped by someone, or, like, I dumped someone, Neil Young's Old Man is always playing on the radio. Like,
really?
Like, a couple hours after.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Tomorrow I'm dedicating that song to you.
No. Alright, we're over 10 minutes.
That's a good show.
Yeah.
Nice, quick, fast.
I love you.
I love you. Vote for Obama. And don't kill praying mantises. It's a $500 fine.
And I love kittens.
Love kittens. Obama.